Attorney General Greg Abbott has included a couple of gun-related proposals as part of a major policy paper released by his gubernatorial campaign. As spelled out in his We the People plan, Abbott would allow Texans to openly carry handguns and allow guns to be brought on college campuses. In the lieutenant governor's race, the Republican candidates are all campaigning on their support of the Second Amendment, as demonstrated in this campaign ad by State Senator Dan Patrick.
He's become a leading national voice defending our Second Amendment rights and fighting Obama's attacks on Texas gun owners. Dan Patrick.
This is America, and our Constitution gives us the right to bear arms.
And this when you look at public Tokyo, opinion polls, all the pro-gun rhetoric makes sense.
I think if you look at Republican attitudes on the strictest of gun laws, it explains a lot of what we're seeing right now.
Jim Henson is a UT Austin pollster and director of the school's Texas Politics Project. A poll he did in February found Texans are open to the idea of gun background checks for mental illness and criminal records. But strong opposition remains among Republicans to ban semi-automatic weapons or high-capacity magazines.
You know, this is something that Texans care about. It's something that is not just limited to our group of people.
That's C.J. Grisham, president and founder of Open Carry Texas. It's a group that pushes for laws allowing people to openly carry guns in public. His group has been in the news lately as its members have been showing up around the state openly carrying rifles, which is legal in Texas. Grisham says extra support from GOP candidates like Greg Abbott is great.
But, you know, Abbott's in a place right now where he can actually show that he supports open carry rights by doing something about this DPS problem.
The DPS problem, as Grisham calls it, is that six members of his group have been arrested on the Texas Capitol grounds for openly carrying guns the group argues it can legally carry. Grisham is waiting for Abbott, as the state's attorney general, to step in and stop those kinds of arrests from happening. And Grisham isn't 100% sold on Abbott's plan to only allow open carry of handguns for people with a concealed handgun license.
If that's all we can get right now, then we'll take it. And then we'll fight the next battle of getting rid of all these, you know, licensing requirements.
But pushing for open carry could put Republicans at odds with law enforcement groups that have traditionally been close allies. Charlie Wilkerson is the executive director of the Combined Law Enforcement Associations of Texas. He says if lawmakers take another look at open carry in 2015, they'll need to understand approving it can't be done in a vacuum.
There needs to be a whole lot more emphasis, training, money, and focus in law enforcement. When you roll up on an incident, if everybody's going to be packing, then the officers are going to have to spend a whole lot more time in their discernment pattern of trying to figure out what to do.
And even in gun-friendly Texas, there's less public support for loosening gun laws to allow things like bringing guns on a university campus or open carry. Although pollster Jim Henson says that support is stronger among the most vocal GOP primary voters.
And so while we don't see an overwhelming embrace of that, we do see a plurality of Tea Party Republicans wanting less strict gun laws.
Henson says campaign proposals to loosen those laws don't necessarily mean the candidates expect any new laws to pass, but it is a way for those candidates to tap into the overall support in the GOP for protecting gun rights. Reporting for KUT's Agenda Texas, I'm Ben Philpott.